So I'm a photographer, and I was on my way to a shoot, and it was after a breakup where I lost the car in the breakup. So a 32-year-old professional photographer is riding her bicycle through the French Quarter with all of her equipment strapped to the front basket. And I get to my shoot, and I'm unloading, and I get out, and I look on the ground, and there's this baby bird who couldn't have been more than 3 days old. And it's just on its back, and it's just like, "Wah!" And everybody's walking past and passing it by, and I look down, and I'm like, okay, all right. I'm like, can you watch that? And I pick up this bird, and this bird is literally like this big. And I run in the cabildo. I'm like, you guys are going to think I'm a total crazy person. Like, I just found this bird. I got to go work. I'm going to be done in an hour. Can you just, like, do you have a box? I don't know, do you have a box? He has a paper towels. Can you just, and the security guard's like, okay, yeah, no. I saved a blue jay like last week. I got it. It's fine. I'm like, oh my God. So I leave this bird. I go to my shoot. I come back down. The entire hour that I'm working, I think this thing has died. And I come back down, and there's a new security on guard, and there's a little baby puma shoebox, and on top of it is wet washcloths to keep it warm, and there's this bird inside with no feathers, and it's blood red, and it's just like eyes are closed. And this older security guard comes out, and his name's Carrie, and I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much for taking care of this bird. And he's like, let me tell you what you do. This random man in this random situation, this random bird, teaches me how to keep it alive. And before I found this bird, I was just praying and meditating and willing. I'm just like, can something just like ground me? Is there just something that can just give me a purpose to wake up every day? And it came in the form of this baby bird that I had to feed every 30 minutes for 13 hours a day. That I had to wrap up in bubble wrap and a blanket and put it in my bike basket and take it to work with me every day and tell my coworkers, I know you guys know I'm crazy, but I'm at a new level of crazy. I got this bird with me. And they all loved it. It takes a village, and we all raised this bird together. And waking up every day to look into the eyes of something that is fighting for survival as much as you are, mind-blowing. At this point, I kind of called my father. I'm estranged from my family. And my mother died when I was 6. And when my mother died, my father dealt with that by being a severe alcoholic and also raising a lot of animals. So we had a pet crow and chinchillas and tarantulas and chickens and 10 dogs and 20 cats and koi fish and everything. We were raised with animals. And it was having this unconditional love from something that he found in them after losing his junior high school sweetheart to breast cancer when I was 6 and she was 32. And it's something that I learned to find in this bird. So I'm talking to my father. I'm like, yeah, you know, I've got this bird. I think it's a mockingbird. Do you have any tips? What can I do? Like, she's still in this very fragile state. Everybody tells me, well, she's going to die. I'm like, or you're going to die. Okay? So my dad is this ex-cop in the middle of the Arizona desert who just has succumbed to just dying slowly and hating everything. He was like, whoa, you know what? He's like, your mom found a bird. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, before you were born, your mom found a wild bird, and she reared it, and she kept it as pet for years. And I just, like, hung up the phone. It was just like, my mom sent me this bird. Like, in my absolute darkest hour of my life, I find this wild animal, which was the only thing, and still is, that tames me, that calms me, that brings me joy in my life on a daily basis. And we'll just look in each other's eyes and we're like, we're doing it. On Father's Day, the two security guards who helped me when I first found her came over. And we had tea and we had cake. And it's unconditional love. So, thank you.